I don't know if you can hear what I'm saying, Terry.
I can.
Yeah, we're trying to get you access to the Pacifica Zoom account, which is a paid account, and would give you all the capabilities you want.
Right. See, it's not too important to me because, as I explained in that email, unless there's a tie, the public tally really doesn't accomplish much because we can't be sure that nothing has been tampered with until the voters get a chance to look over the teller's report and track how their ballot was handled. So we can get you the results, but the results should not be considered final until they've been ratified by the body that has authorized the email election. And this is peculiar to email because in email, you're sending ballots through the mail, which compromises ballot anonymity and that the tellers know how each person voted. And there's no public watching the ballot go into a hat and making sure nobody is switching ballots and stuff. But by allowing each individual to pick a ballot code, they can maintain some level of anonymity and still confirm that their ballot was properly tabulated after they get the teller's report and go through that report. As one last note before we start, I will mention that it's been the practice of some voters to use the same code in every election. And of course, if somebody notices the same code on these two committees and that LSB, it wouldn't be very hard for them to determine what person or people are members of those committees and that LSB. And so when an individual reuses their ballot code in multiple elections, they are compromising their anonymity.
Thank you so much. I would have never known that. That's a big, big help.
There's also a member of the LSB that uses the title of their program. And of a program, let's put it that way.
Yeah. But, you know, that it's for the individual's own protection, for the most part, to maintain their anonymity. And it's understood that some people don't really care if people know how they voted. But people with that attitude should understand that if a bunch of people reveal who they are when they vote, then that compromises the anonymity of everybody else because that leaves only the fewer number of ballots that have not been compromised. Okay, so this is a public tally for two elections because we've synchronized the voting schedule for the most part on the election for chair of the KPFK Local Station Board Programming Oversight Committee and for the KPFK Local Station Board Finance Committee. Welcome, Bella. And I have no preference as to which election we tabulate first. Bella, do you have a preference? Or Ruth?
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you asking?
Any preference as to which election gets tabulated first?
No. Anybody else can decide.
Terry, this is Bella. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Good. So why do we dispose of dispense with a program oversight committee first? And then we take care of the finance committee. I think that would be
fine. I think that's a good idea because we have so few witnesses. If we do the shorter one first, that'll give some time for more witnesses to arrive. So let me.
Terry.
Yes.
Terry, Fred does not object.
Okay, good. And John, are you ready for whichever?
Yes.
Okay, now let's see if I can figure out how to do a screen share.
Thank you both to you and to John.
John, can you help me? Where's the screen share button? Oh, there it is. It's a, that green thing right there. Okay. Okay, so if this is working, you should now see some information about the Program Oversight Committee chair election. We sent ballots out to seven persons, and we got six responses. And so what John and I are going to do is go through the ballots and confirm that we both record them the same.
Did you Harry, could you stop scrolling so I can view the ballot images?
I unless we run into a problem, I don't intend to display ballot images. I only have one screen share at a time. But
the ballot, you're showing me the ballot file, essentially.
Yes, this is the input
file.
Okay,
thank you. I've got it.
It's my record of all of the ballots. And John...
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question, and anybody feel free to correct me. I don't think Michael was running for the program committee.
He was not. That's what the WI after his name means. He was a write-in candidate. He probably would not accept.
Oh, got it.
He probably would not accept
it.
He probably would not accept it elected.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome. But one person wrote him in. So we've alphabetized the user codes in sequence. So for the ballot with the user code too complicated, they voted for Elizabeth von Gunten to be chair of the committee.
Confirm.
Our second ballot with code 37788, that ballot is for Elizabeth von Gunten.
Confirm.
Third ballot with the code COMIC, their first choice was for Bella DeSoto. Their second choice was for Elizabeth von Gunten.
Confirm.
The fourth ballot with code DEMOCRACY, that was a write-in vote for Michael Novick.
Confirm.
The fifth ballot with code NEVE 3651 was for Bella DeSoto.
Confirm.
The sixth ballot with code UP and UP was for Elizabeth von Gunten.
Confirm.
And now we can sort these ballots into virtual stacks and go through this process that is defined in the bylaws. And we see that in the first round, we have three votes, which are three first-ranked choices for Elizabeth von Gunten, two first-ranked choices for Bella DeSoto, and one first-ranked choice for Michael Novick. Waiting for you to confirm, John.
Confirm.
Okay. Just because of the way the bylaws work, the candidate with the least number of votes, which is in this case is Michael Novick, is eliminated so that in case there is a second choice on the ballot, it can help decide the winner. But in this case, there was not a second choice. So the count is actually final with three votes for Elizabeth von Gunten and two votes for Bella DeSoto, which means that the victor in this election is Elizabeth von Gunten.
Confirm.
So any questions about this particular tally? Okay, then let's go to the next one.
The comment from me remains that it was illegal what was done at the Program Oversight Committee, eliminating an entire meeting of April 12th to suit Elizabeth Van Gutten. That's my comment. And I stay steadfast with that comment. The same manipulation was done at the Finance Committee. Okay, let's move on. Thank you for that.
Okay, you will notice that in the preface to my report, I mentioned that there is a dispute. At the meeting where the balloting was authorized, there was discussion about the committee staffing policy and attendance records, and that there was a dispute regarding the legality of one of the meetings that was used in qualifying people to vote.
Many meetings do not have call-in credentials. In particular, the LSB of KPFK, it was not until the Secretary Jeanine Ron instituted the Zoom conference module, which is her personal account. We have never had call-in contact for the public. In fact, there has been an ongoing struggle with Fred Blair to provide that information when the meeting notices get posted at KPFTX.
Actually, That claim is also in dispute, and this is not the forum to resolve it. Okay.
No, so of course not.
Now let's see if I can get the. There we go. See if I can get the next report up. This is for the Finance Committee. Well, let me stop the share first. That should free up some computer memory. Okay. In this election, we had 12 ballots returned.
I need to make you aware, Terry, excuse me. I need to make both you and John aware that Margo Iser, you did not provide a telephone number for this gathering, and some people are not able to use the internet for the Zoom. They have no access to a phone number.
That's well known.
I was just at a meeting with Margo Iser, and she complained about that. I also wrote you about that. You did not make a phone number available to the other members of the committees.
I don't have a phone number on my Bella, account.
Bella, this has been explained several times. Bella, this has been explained several times that Terry has a free Zoom account which doesn't have telephone support. We are trying to get him access to the Pacifica Zoom account, which is a paid account and does have telephone access.
And what happened?
For the future.
I could have used my Zoom account with telephone access had I known. I did not know this.
Going through the ballots.
Okay, let's go.
The first ballot with user code Bilbo was a vote for Fred Blair as the first ranking.
Confirm.
Second ballot with code Blimp. If it's not your ballot, you probably don't know whether that's correct or not, Bella. The second ballot with code Blimp, the first ranking was for Fred Blair, and the second ranking was for Ken Aaron, which was a write-in.
Confirm.
The third ballot with code CONFL was a vote for Bella DeSoto.
Confirm.
Fourth ballot, code GO17P, was a vote for Fred Blair.
I do not see Yes, okay.
That maybe my blinking cursor can help people track it.
I see it, yeah.
Fifth ballot was code good one. That was also a vote for Fred Blair.
Confirm.
Sixth ballot with code latest was a vote for Bella DeSoto.
Confirm.
Seventh ballot with code NEAV3651 was a vote for Bella DeSoto.
Confirm.
Eighth ballot with code PASTA was a vote for Fred Blair.
Confirm.
Ninth ballot with code PEACEKPFK was a vote for Bella DeSoto.
Confirm.
10th ballot with code PUDDA, P-U-D-D-A, was a vote for Bella DeSoto.
Confirm.
The 11th ballot with code TUPAC, first rank was for Fred Blair, second rank was for Bella DeSoto.
Confirm.
The 12th ballot with the code UP and UP was a vote for Fred Blair.
Confirm.
And now we sort into our virtual stacks on the first round. And we see the first choice ballots.
I'm sorry, Terry. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I don't see my ballot there. And I mean, this is disclosing myself, but I don't see my ballot there. And I did get a confirmation that it was received.
Terry, can you scroll down and give her? We're definitely talking about the same election.
Yes.
Okay, Terry, maybe you can scroll back up and give her an opportunity to review the codes, and maybe one didn't appear sufficiently clear.
No, it's not there.
Okay, if your ballot should be in the list and is not, that can make a difference in the result if the result is a difference of one vote. If the result would not be changed by the addition of a missing ballot, then the vote would stand even if this was corrected.
Was that Ruth Strauss speaking?
Yes, I got it. I understand.
Yeah.
Now, you may want to confirm which code you used in which election.
Well, this is going to blow my cover, but I used the same code.
No, you don't have to tell us what it.
I'm not telling you what it is, but I used the same code for both.
Well, if you like, I can confirm without revealing your identity if I have your ballot. And then I can get in touch with you offline.
I don't think it would make a difference, but I'm just pointing this out to you all.
That's fine. So this is Ruth, and yes, I do have your ballot, and it is listed on the screen. And I can confirm that to you offline after this tally is complete.
Okay, I'll believe you, but I don't see what I signed, what I used, so I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. And it looks like it's a different code. I'll be sending you the full teller's report, which will include a copy of your ballot and a separate message indicating what your code was. So anyway, in the first tally round, we have seven first choices for Fred Blair, five first choices for Bella DeSoto, and no first round choices for Ken Aaron, who was a write-in in second place. So because Ken Aaron did not get any first rankings, he is eliminated in this round. But also because it wasn't a first ranking, there is no vote to transfer. So in the first round, it's Fred Blair with seven and Bella DeSoto with five.
Confirm.
And that's
okay.
Then considered.
Thank you.
Complete. So
can you send us the transcript, these transcripts right away?
Will do. Any further questions?
Thank you both. Thank you to you both.
You're welcome. Okay. Fred?
Terry, Fred here. I have no questions. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.